Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome one, welcome all. The Bill Michaels Show. We continue on the beginning of Bill Michaels Radio. Joe Zanzola across the way. Evan Heffelfinger behind the glass. Everybody in studio today. On the line, our Radio.com Sports NBA Insider, Rick Bucher, is here. And the calls are brought to you by our friends at 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great tropical flavors. Rick, how you doing today?
I'm actually fighting a little bit of a cold, but I sound a lot. Well, I guess it depends on how you think I sound. I feel like I sound. Yeah. I sound a little. I actually sound. This is my sexy sick voice. So
okay. I don't think I was thinking sexy sick voice. I was thinking more like it just came out of a cigar smoker with me, and we have that same kind of deep resonation.
Or that.
Okay. There you go.
I'm good either way.
Okay, I got to get to it because there was a lot of speculation about Giannis after the All-Star game about the fourth quarter and what he did and didn't do. And one of the comments we played was yours. In an All-Star game, I think it's different, but in all fairness, now you had said that maybe the fourth quarter exposed Giannis as to what he was from last year and how much did he actually learn. So give me your thoughts on all of this, first and foremost.
Yeah, well, I think it's fair to say that we've heard a lot about how Giannis has expanded his game since last year, and I would say that he has. In certainly, the 3-point shooting has come around, but from what I've seen in games, there's still his ability to hand him the ball below the free throw line and be a triple threat it's still a work in progress. He doesn't have that. He doesn't have the ability where you can hand him the ball and one on one, he's going to either beat a double team or he's going to shoot over a mid range if there's protection of the rim, or he's going to kick it out and he's going to find that open guy. It's the one piece that is missing. And you know, I've heard enough from Bucks fans who immediately said it's an All-Star game. It doesn't matter. But I dare say that anybody who watched that fourth quarter, they didn't play it like an All-Star game. That became a mano-a-mano battle. And I loved it, and it was fun to watch. And I think the great distinction is when you see Giannis at the defensive end, you see the full width and breadth of what he's capable of. He looks comfortable. He can take on any challenge. And at the other end, he's still trying to figure it out. And so for the Bucks to get where they need to go, I'm still of the mind that that Giannis has to develop that last piece. And everything I've heard about his work ethic, I have no reason to believe that he ultimately won't, but it's not in the arsenal right now. And I'll give you one simple comparison. The move that Joel Embiid made on LeBron James completely shook him. Great footwork, great balance. Little mid-range jump shot. I've seen Joel. That wasn't an accident. I've seen Embiid hit that shot a lot. That's the shot that I want to see Giannis develop. And if he develops that, then to me, that's more important than developing 3-point range. You got enough 3-point shooters on the Bucks. You don't need, honestly, you don't really need Giannis shooting 3-pointers. I need him to be able to hit a mid-range shot or draw a double team in that situation and then find one of those other 3-point shooters.
I guess if Giannis is going to – let me ask you this. With the best record in the NBA and the way this team is built, I feel depth-wise and role-player-wise, everybody kind of knows their role. I think Budenholzer's got them all going in the right direction. Don't get me wrong. But I think the depth of this team, the reliance on Giannis, yes, he's the straw that stirs the drink, but they don't have to just go to him the way they did in the postseason last year. They can do other areas. They can get it to the outside with Kyle Korver or DiVincenzo, and they have many different assets. Is there a team in the East that legitimately top to bottom and matches up with the Bucks?
Yeah, I think the Toronto Raptors do, to be honest. And I think that they have what they have is they have the institutional knowledge of every player that they count on. That guy has seen and executed and performed when the lights were brightest. Like, DiVincenzo, I don't know what he's going to do in the conference finals. I've never seen him play an important role there. Korver, I like. Respect. I'm still waiting for him to hit that big shot, that truly big shot in a conference final or a final. He's not afraid to take it, but things just, as you move along in the playoffs, things get a little more difficult, a little more challenging. And yeah, they have all those pieces, but as you go along in the playoffs, the matchup that does not favor you is the one that the other team is going to exploit. They're going to find the one matchup that doesn't fit, and then they're going to hit it hard, whether it's at the defensive end, because that's the thing. You got Korver on the floor, okay? He may hit you, may knock down a big shot. Is he going to leave you vulnerable at the other end? And can he hit enough big shots to compensate for the other end? And I look at the Raptors, and they've got guys that not only are capable of it, but have demonstrated it on the biggest stage. And so that's where, talent-wise, you can make an argument the Bucks have more talent. But when it comes to pressure situations, the Raptors have the edge there.
Which that I would agree. I think until you actually get over that hump, I don't think there's any way to really judge it to say where your experience lies, because you got to get over it first to actually say you've been there, done that. So I completely agree. The Bucks right now, I look at the Bucks and I say probably one of the top two, if not the top team, obviously in the East. But when it comes to, let's just say they make it to the finals, and most likely against the Lakers, unless the Lakers, I mean, who else besides the Lakers right now would have the legitimate shot at knocking the Lakers off? Maybe Clippers?
Oh yeah, I mean, the Clippers are still my favorite team as far as their depth, their experience. The Lakers are playing phenomenally well. My only question with them is they have to ride LeBron and Anthony Davis so hard, and they have to do that through June. And those guys cannot come off of the excellence that they've performed that to this point for this to work. The Clippers are still kind of just moseying along and still figuring it out, and they're still right in the mix five games back of the Lakers, in the mix with Denver and Utah. If they ever decide to put the pedal down, then I can without question. And I think the biggest thing is defensively, the teams that they can put out there with Marcus Morris and Kawhi and Paul George and Patrick Beverley and Montrezl Harrell, you can switch all of those, and they're all fierce, so they take pride in it. They're athletic, they're long. That's we haven't seen the best of their defense, but I would expect that we're going to see them turn it up once we get to the postseason.
Talking with Radio.com Sports NBA insider Rick Bucher. Only a couple more before I let you go. Do you think the Bucks are in the finals this year?
I have been on record as saying, if you're giving me the field or you're giving me the Bucks, I will take the field. There's no one particular team, and I picked Toronto at the beginning of the year, and I did it largely because I thought people overstated what Kawhi had meant to them, and I looked at guys like Fred VanVleet and Pascal Siakam, and I felt like they had room to grow, that they were only going to get better. I would not be surprised if the Bucks are in the finals. There's in a way, I'd love to see it because I'd love to see Giannis fully develop, fully be everything that he could possibly be, but there's so much reliance on him, and as I talked about, there's that one weak element with him operating below the free throw line that's what scares me. So if you're asking me Bucks or the field, I'm taking the field. If you ask me who I'd like to see in the finals, I think it'd be very exciting if you had the Milwaukee Bucks and Giannis Antetokounmpo in the finals.
That was going to be my next question. Does the league want to see a guy like Giannis, that stature of player and that kind of happy-go-lucky and that likability? Do they want to see him win a championship?
Yeah, well, I mean, do they want to? I would have to think that it would certainly be great for the league to have that type of guy be the face or one of the faces of the league, if he's not already. And I'm sure that there's on some level that they'd love to see a small market team go to the finals, go to the championship, re-sign their superstar, and not have the constant complaint that the best players are always going to the big markets and there's a disparity in the competitive balance between the small markets and the big markets. The Bucks going to the finals would cure a lot of that.
Let me ask you this, because the narrative seems to be all the landing spots possibly for Giannis. And my argument has always been Giannis wanted them to keep the band together, and for the most part they did. He really likes his head coach. He likes his team. The ownership did a lot for his family, and, oh, by the way, they can pay him the most. Why in the world would Giannis want to leave?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not one of those that's been beating that drum. Other than Kristaps Porzingis, I've never seen, and I don't even know if I put Porzingis in the category of superstar international players, but there's just a different mindset among international players, particularly those that come over and a team builds around them. There's a level of gratitude that is not the same with American players. American players, whether it's the AAU influence of just growing up, believing I get to play wherever I want to play with whoever I want to play with, and that's carried on to the NBA. It's a different mindset. I think some of it, too, is that there's still – it's a badge of honor to be an international player and to be coveted and appreciated at that level in the NBA. But whether it was Dirk, Tim Duncan, Pau Gasol, Manu Ginobili – these are guys that don't go elsewhere, and a lot of them were in very small markets, and you never heard a peep about them trying to go someplace else because they were dissatisfied with that.
Rick, great to talk to you. Go heal up, my friend, and we will chat again later on down the road, probably during the postseason, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. Rip Bucher from Radio.com, our Sports NBA insider. He is brought to you by our friends at 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great tropical flavors, and you can hear Rick on Scal and Pals, a brand new NBA podcast out now on radio.com and the radio.com app. Just search Scal, S-C-A-L, wherever you find the podcast, and you can hear his stuff there. But he explained that he's like, look, I'm not backing off of it. I think that Giannis needs to, you know, up his game. And, you know, Bucks fans have certainly, you know, been all over him about the comments, but just saying, hey, down the stretch, you needed more. Yes, there are other guys that miss shots and such, but it's Giannis. I mean, he's right now the biggest name out there. So I can't 100% argue the point, but I think as I sat there and started to listen to what he had to say, my whole thought process went from being argumentative to Giannis is just going to have to win it. You know, the criticism is going to come because of two reasons. One, he's got the same stature as LeBron, and I think people were even harder on LeBron. And secondly, he's just going to have to win it. The way you shut everybody up is just go win it. And I'm thinking to myself, eventually, Giannis is going to do just that. Rick joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Van Horn Automotive. Now, at Van Horn, I've been telling you about 3,500 plus new and used cars, 17 different dealerships, two outside of the state of Wisconsin. They're in Iowa as well. They continue to grow, continue to get bigger. I've talked about how the employees are the owners. They're employee-owned, and everybody has skin in the game. But they have a couple of different aspects. One, their service departments are fantastic, and they really do take care of you. And I've used the body shops now a couple times. Everything is just absolutely positively fantastic. But the other area they excel is not just for you and me, the individual owners, but in customer service when it comes to commercial fleets. and they're getting bigger in that area. And the customer fleet department is just enormous. You can do it with Van Horn Direct. You can buy online. You can have the vehicle shipped to you. There's so many different ways they want to be customer friendly and fleet friendly as well if you're a business owner. Check out VanHornAuto.com. That is VanHornAuto.com and see everything that Van Horn Automotive has to offer. Again, go to VanHornAuto.com. And like I said, many different dealerships, many different makes, models, domestic, import, new, used. They've got it all. Go there and compare. That is VanHornAuto.com. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I see your dirty face high behind your collarbone. Is done in vain. Truth is hard to swallow, so you pray to God to justify the way you live a lie, live a lie, live a lie.
Hey, if you own a home, maybe you rent an apartment, listen up. Listen up. Our friends over at Team Hochberg, they would like to give you an opportunity to have them pay your rent or pay your mortgage for an entire year. You heard me correct. Team Hochberg, they're giving listeners an opportunity to have them pay your rent or your mortgage for an entire year. Team Hochberg, they teamed up with the Chicago Blackhawks, and they're going to offer a couple of renters and homeowners the opportunity to shoot a puck during the March 22nd game between the Blackhawks, at the Blackhawks game, score a goal. And Team Hochberg will then pay either your rent or your mortgage for an entire year. But you cannot win, my friends, unless you register. And if you're a hockey fan, this is a no-brainer, right? ChicagoBlackhawks.com/Team Hochberg. H-O-C-H-B-E-R-G. H-O-C-H-B-E-R-G. You can register. By the way, it ends February 29th, but you can register, look at all the rules, the details, everything. Go to ChicagoBlackhawks.com/Team Hochberg. And our friends over at the Team Hochberg, the Chicago Blackhawks as well. But again, ChicagoBlackhawks.com/Team Hochberg. And they help me. They've helped thousands of radio listeners out there. But they can't help you, but they can help you if you don't give them a call. Or at least go to the website, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56David.com. That's 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56David.com. That's Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061. How about that? Giving you a shot at getting an entire year's worth of mortgage. There you go. A lot of stuff coming up in the program a little bit later on in the show here. About 10 minutes, 15 minutes away, Eric Name, our Milwaukee basketball insider, he is going to be joining us. So Giannis wants to play with his brothers. Are we reading too much into it about keeping the band together? I think so. I think it's wishful thinking more than anything, to be honest with you. But it is what it is. I mean, look, he's got a very close-knit family. He's got a love for basketball. His brothers play hoops. Why would you not want to play with your brothers if you have the opportunity to? I mean, really, you know? So when Giannis says he wants to play, it doesn't mean that he wants some team to go out and sign all three of them. And it'd be great if they did. Don't get me wrong. But I don't think when it comes to Giannis and his brothers that he's saying that he's leaving to go somewhere else to play with his brothers. He said it would be awesome. Be awesome to have everybody play together, to team up with the brothers in Milwaukee, L.A., or wherever. But I don't think that means he's leaving Milwaukee. I think it just freaked people out.
I just wish Giannis did not say L.A.
Right.
At the end of the day, he's already playing with one of his brothers, and I think this is part of the plan to make sure that they're able to keep Giannis here for the long term by getting one of his brothers to be here. And again, good job by John Horst to get that done. I just hate when Giannis is keeping things open-ended with his comments in regards to his future here. At the end of the day, I'm not worried about it. I'm not freaking out about it. I think this will get done. I think Giannis will be a Buck for the long haul. He would be throwing so much away if he did that, and he would be the most hated player figure in Wisconsin sports history if he left and went to a different market. But I just wish putting LA out there
it just doesn't sit well with fans. Fans just don't want to hear that. They don't put that out there. I mean, I wish he didn't say it.
Yep. The LA thing is what got people all crazy. And I get it. I understand it. But I don't think that means he's wishing he was going to go to LA.
But then he also said, because this is the one quote that was not brought up, because so many media publications went to that quote only and said, see, Giannis is just, he's looking at all of his options right now. But there was another quote in this USA Today piece that he also said about continuing his legacy in Milwaukee, quote, I'm just trying to focus on the moment and get better, but why not? I'm a guy that wants to be with the team for a while, but as long as we're winning, and we're winning so far, so I don't think anything's going to change.
I again, going back to the conversation we have with Rick Bucher, he loves it here. Loves the franchise, loves the teammates, loves the coach, and they can pay him the most money. And, oh, by the way, they're winning. I don't think he's going anywhere. If I had to bet my house on it, I'd say 99% of me says he's not going anywhere. I'm not overwhelmingly worried about it. We'll talk more about this when we come back, though. Eric Name, our Milwaukee basketball insider, he is going to join us. We'll chat with him about Giannis's comments and see what he kind of took out of it or what was read into it, at least by somebody that sees Giannis on a regular basis. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at the Biofuels Association. Don't forget, speaking of vehicles, which I did coming into this break, the Biofuels Association says if you have a vehicle newer than 2001, you can check and see if it's able to take unleaded 88, or even if it's a flex fuel vehicle, it can take E85. And why would you want to do that? Well, there's a couple of reasons. One, it can save you some pain at the pump. And even if it doesn't, and it breaks even on all ends, you're still keeping the monetary aspect of it, the economy here, supported in the upper Midwest, the state of Wisconsin, because it helps the corn growers, also helps the biofuel plant workers, and it's not going into the pockets of the big oil companies, which means it's keeping also that money right here working for you and working for us in the state. So there's a lot of good reasons that you would want to go with the unleaded 88 or the E85, but to get the facts and find out more about your vehicle, you can go to their brand new website, abetterfuel.org. That is abetterfuel.org, and see for yourself what it is we've been talking about. Again, abetterfuel.org, and get all the facts. I mean, that's what this whole campaign has been about, is just getting the facts about biofuels, getting the facts about economy, getting the facts about your vehicle, and breaking a lot of the myths that are out there. But again, go to abetterfuel.org. We'll talk some more Bucks basketball when we come back. Eric Name, our basketball insider, joins us next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We're back. Glad you are here. This portion of the program being brought to you by good friends over there in Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin, beyond the borders. They have a 98% success rate. 98%, my friends. All but guaranteeing they can help you. So what are you doing? What are you waiting for? 414-455-4451. If it's low T, maybe it's better mental clarity, better mood, better stamina, more energy to get you up and moving around a little bit. If you're over the age of 30, go get your numbers checked. Call the medical experts over at Neumel Medical Center. Again, 414-455-4451. Or if you want to shed some pounds, as we all know, T-shirt season's eventually going to be here, that might be the way to go. So call them, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. There you go. That is our friends at Neumel Medical Center. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Eric Name, Milwaukee basketball insider, joins us. Eric, how you doing, bud?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well. So this whole thing about we had Rick Bucher on a little while ago talking about Giannis and talking about the criticism for the fourth quarter of the All-Star game. And then we just talked about Giannis talking about playing with his brothers, and he had mentioned Milwaukee or L.A. And it's got a lot of people kind of on edge, maybe on the edge of their seats to see, one, what's going to happen with Giannis. Two, does he really want to leave and go play in L.A. with his brother? And, you know, first of all, give me your thoughts on all of this.
Well, I think the good thing to remember, and, you know, we've had this conversation a couple times this year, is that English is Giannis' second language. And as a speaker of a second language, he often takes whatever you put in the question and uses it in his answer. So if you ask him a question where you say, hey, you have one brother in Milwaukee, you have one brother in L.A., would you ever be interested in getting all the brothers together to play together? He's going to use probably both of those phrases, in Milwaukee and in L.A. He's not going to go out of his way to say, oh, you're trying to get me to say something about L.A., I'm not going to do that, I'm just going to say Milwaukee. No, he's going to answer your question, because that's kind of how Giannis is as a person. He's genuine, and he's also someone that is speaking a second language. So he'll take whatever you put in your question and use that in his answer. Like, he's done that forever, and it's the same reason why at the start of the year when they were talking about the Harvard Business Study, you know, whatever Giannis said about, you know, if the team isn't playing or is underperforming, would you potentially leave or whatever? If they phrase the question that way, I'm sure that he answered it back in that same way, because that's what he tends to do with questions and answers. So I think it's all nothing. Like, I just think he's saying, it'd be great to have all my brothers together. The two cities that the woman interviewing him mentioned were Milwaukee and L.A., so he used that as his answer. You know, whether it's L.A. or whether it's Milwaukee, it'd be great to have them together. That wasn't really him signaling he was going anywhere. Though Lakers fans would like to believe something else, that part doesn't really mean anything to me. As far as, you know, the All-Star game and him not scoring in the fourth quarter and kind of going through all that, I mean, I think there's a couple plays that are going to make you look at his performance much differently. There's two passes he makes to Kemba Walker. One for a wide open three-pointer that he had created that would have got them, obviously, 3 points closer to their end goal. Kemba Walker breaks it. It's a wide open shot. Giannis drew three people, made the right play, found Kemba Walker, he bricked it. He also made another play on fast break where he passed it forward to Kemba Walker, where he was going to be able to get a wide open look at a layup, which he did get, and he missed. So if Kemba Walker makes two easy shots that someone as talented as Kemba Walker typically makes, I think his fourth quarter gets viewed a little bit differently, because we're looking at two assists there. That helps get his team much closer to that end goal of 157 and makes things a lot more difficult for the team that they're playing against. So I think that, to me, is just one part of it. And then I think the other part is, this is it's really interesting that this happens on a weekend in a month in a year where we're focusing on Kobe Bryant and his legacy and you know, the ways that he impacted the game. And there are a ton of ways that Kobe positively impacted the game. One of the ways that he negatively impacted the game was, if he had the ball late in the game, he was going to shoot it. It didn't matter if there was two guys on him, three guys on him, four guys on him, five guys on him. He was going to shoot the basketball. And because of that, he didn't shoot the ball incredibly well in clutch time. But he does have a lot of shots that a lot of people remember. And they're epic, right? They're over three guys, fading away, falling out of bounds. Kobe's in this shot. And then he became like the king of clutch because of that, because we have these memories that, you know, we remember of him. But he also had a bunch of air balls, and he had a bunch of shots that weren't very good.
Right.
And he had a bunch of misses because he just took the shot all the time. And once Kobe started to do that, as we started to talk about basketball in a different way and more often, and social media came involved, everyone started to view that as the way that you needed to play in the clutch. And then LeBron came along and didn't do that. He made the right pass early in his career. He got crushed for passing it to Danielle Marshall in the corner for a wide open three that Marshall missed in a playoff game. We saw that again and again. And I honestly thought we had gotten past this. I thought, as like a collective basketball analyzing community, we had gotten past the idea that you have to shoot in those moments to be a great player, that you have to force up shots, that you have to do all those things. Because, you know, you look at LeBron, he scored 4 points in the fourth quarter. He took seven shots. There was a bunch of really bad shots that he took. But because he took them, I guess he's better or not afraid of the moment, when in reality, that shot he took 5 feet from the half-court line was a terrible shot. He didn't want to go against Giannis again. He didn't want to try to drive against Giannis again. So he took a terrible shot, and for some reason, that's a good thing. So, I don't know, I just thought we were past this as a whole of, you know, you have to be able to shoot in the clutch to really do this, when in reality, Giannis has been very good in the clutch throughout his career. Giannis has been able to do a lot of things that most of the other players in the league don't do, that he measures up well against all these stars. But, like, I get it. He didn't close out the Raptors. Kawhi Leonard played better than him in that series. So this is something that we're going to talk about. And I guess to me it's just a shame. I think there is an interesting topic in there. It's just a shame that rather than having this conversation with nuance, it's just Giannis is afraid of the moment. Giannis can't close games. All this stuff. When in reality, it's closer to, you know, the same thing that LeBron was doing when LeBron became one of the best players in the league.
Talking with Eric Nahum, our Milwaukee basketball insider. I understand that, but it's an all-star game. It's not like you're passing it to a guy who is dramatically lesser than you. You're right. Passing it to other all-stars out of kind of respect to a certain extent as well, knowing Giannis, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some respect there. I think if you listen, I asked him the question after the game, like if he was upset about not getting the ball more in those final moments of the game. And he said, well, you know, our offensive game plan was pretty clear. Like we wanted to find a way to attack James Harden. And there was only one possession where Giannis actually got James Harden on it. The rest of the time, the team LeBron, sorry, I was going to say the Western Conference team, but team LeBron was able to switch Harden onto other guys, to a guy like Pascal Siakam, to a guy like Kyle Lowry, where that just wasn't going to cut it, and those guys weren't able to make it happen. So for the most part, this is Giannis following a game plan. That was the game plan that Nick Nurse had drawn up, and that was the game plan that he was going to execute. And again, I don't know that you can fault him for making the right play or following the game plan. Like if that's what the game plan does or says, and that's what Giannis does, you know, I'm inclined to believe that that was their goal, and obviously it didn't work out.
Before we get you out of here, I also wanted to ask you a little bit about this team now moving forward. You got some time off. They've had some time off. Now they're getting ready to get back the unofficial second half of the season. When I was talking to Rick Bucher, I said, tell me a team that is really capable of knocking the Bucks off in the East. He said it's going to be Toronto, if indeed there's any team out there. Do you think Toronto poses the biggest threat?
The thing I struggle with is that Toronto defense is really good, but offensively, I mean, that Toronto team struggled for large portions of last year's Eastern Conference Finals to score until Kawhi Leonard took over. Kawhi Leonard's not there anymore, and Pascal Siakam has made huge strides this year. I'm not trying to take that away from him. Kyle Lowry's a fantastic player. There's a lot to like about that team, but also they don't have Kawhi Leonard anymore. And I struggle to see how that Raptors team is going to score at the level that they need to score to beat this Bucks team. So that one I struggle with a little bit. I mean, I think you can find pretty fatal flaws in all these teams in the East. I think you can say the same thing about the Miami Heat. They covered the Bucks really well. Spoelstra has defended the Bucks really well for a long time, but Jimmy Butler's a great player, but he's not as good as Giannis. I don't think he can rise quite to that level. And then if you look around the rest of that Miami team, they have some shooters, but I don't know that they have scorers out there that can go out and win games. The Sixers have been a mess all year, but they probably have like the talent on both sides that can really do it. So I think the Eastern Conference is shaping up into a spot where the Bucks are going to have an easy series in the first round. That's going to be a sweep, whoever is the eighth seed. And then the next two rounds are going to be tough. Like all those teams there can capably defend the Milwaukee Bucks. The big question is whether or not they can score with the Bucks, and it's unlikely that they can. But I think that at the start of the year, it felt like round one was going to be really easy for the Bucks. Round two is going to be really easy for the Bucks, and then it was going to be Bucks Sixers clash of the Titans. It was going to be epic, and now the Sixers have kind of fallen off, but there's still a team that can make it tough on the Bucks. Which means I think first round's easy. Other two are going to be a little bit more difficult. And, you know, maybe we see a six-game series in the second round and a seven-game series in the Eastern Conference Finals. But ultimately, I think when you look at those teams, I just don't know if there's enough talent on the non-Philly teams. And then I don't know if Philly will have it together enough to actually beat this Bucks team.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at as well. Good stuff, Eric. We'll talk again next week, pal, okay?
I appreciate it. Sounds
appreciate
good.
It, buddy. Talk to you soon. Follow him, by the way, at @Eric_name, N-E-H-M, over there on Twitter. @Eric_name, N-E-H-M. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80+. They've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. When we come back, Nick Markakis and Aaron Judge, they have some strong words regarding the Houston Astros and the scandal that has taken place. We'll get into that discussion. This portion of the program brought to you by good friends over there at Saz's. Saz's, that is a terrific place to go for food. That's a terrific place to go for beverages, a terrific place to go in general. And, oh, by the way, they cater. So if you're looking for catering as well, go to Saz's, S-A-Z-S, Saz's.com. That is Saz's.com. And also our friends at Curly's Waterfront Pub and Grill out in Pewaukee Lake. And I can't wait for summertime to sit on the outside deck and just watch the boats go by. But nevertheless, if you're looking for good food, looking for good entertainment on the weekends, a place that gives away a ton of tickets, and they do a lot of charity stuff out there, meat raffles, raffles of all kind, that is Curly's Waterfront Pub and Grill. Follow them on Facebook. Go to curlyswaterfrontpubandgrill.com. You can follow them there as well. But just stop in. See what I'm talking about. They're just great, great people out there. We're going to talk a little bit more about Markakis and Judge next in the Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
You don't get them girls loose, loose.
TJR.
You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money.
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do, I do. You don't get them girls loose, loose.
This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. I cannot wait for Wednesday Night Live to be back at the Wisconsin State Fair Park this year. The one, the only, the original, better than anybody. Wednesday Night Live at the Budweiser Pavilion out at the Wisconsin State Fair Park. It will be back this year. Don't let anybody else tell you where to go. I know there's other people that are trying to do it now. They're doing Wednesday night, different nights and bike nights and all this difference. Nah, baby, nah. No, 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 no. You know where to go. Parking's easy. Riding in is even easier. And you're right there in the middle of the Wisconsin State Fair Park. And it's going to be great. Looking forward to another great season out at the Wisconsin State Fair Park, the Budweiser Pavilion, all brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Nick Markakis, he talks about the Astros, and they deserve being beat down a little bit.
You know, it's anger. I feel like every single guy over there needs a beating. You know, it's wrong. They're messing with people's careers. You know, I know we're all competitive, and we're out there competing, but there's right ways to do it and wrong ways to do it. And I 100% disagree with the way they did it. You know, there's a lot of people that were hurt by it. And it was wrong.
It was wrong. He also goes on to say the Astros, those players via the commissioner's office, nowhere near the right amount of punishment.
I think the punishment and everything, I think just everything has been taken, everything's been handled the wrong way. You know, you got two guys that are sitting at home that you can kind of, you know, give them a little bit of leeway, and they're not in the game right now. And then you got the players who did it who are scot-free. You know, I know there's a lot of political stuff behind it, but you know, it's wrong. You don't want to see that. You know, everybody's out there competing and trying to do things the right way, and when you got guys like that, it's pretty sad.
The Astros, just the thought of the Astros just angers him.
It angers you. Especially from a guy who has played the game the right way his whole career, no shortcuts. I know how hard this game is. I know how hard preparing for this game is, and to see something like that, it's damaging to baseball.
And then Aaron Judge of the Yankees, he said, absolutely no respect for the Astros.
Once I heard that, you know, it's just sick to my stomach. You know, just to find out, you know, I had a lot of respect, you know, for those guys and, you know, what they did, and, you know, especially, you know, what they did for the city of Houston and that whole organization, man, a team that was in last place and drafted right, got the right players in there and, you know, eventually, you know, got to the World Series. You know, I had a lot of respect for them, you know, the way they played, what they did, and then to find out that, you know, it wasn't earned, they cheated. You know, that didn't sit well with me, and I just didn't feel like the post that I did really, you know, meant the same anymore.
It just, he's right. When you talk about the lack of respect, he said also the Astros, they didn't earn that World Series.
Do you think the Astros should be stripped of their 2017 championship?
I just don't think it holds any value. With you know, you cheated and you didn't earn it. You know, that's how I feel, is it wasn't earned. You know, it wasn't earned the way of, you know, playing the game right and fighting till the end and knowing that, you know, we're competing, we're competitors. And the biggest thing about competition is laying it all out in the line, and, you know, whoever's the better player, better person, you know, comes out on top, you know, and, you know, you just lay it out there. And, you know, to know that another team had an advantage that, you know, nothing you can really guard against, that I just don't feel like that's earned, or, you know, yeah, it's not earned.
And then he goes on to expound upon it, because he said, look, the Houston scandal, just all of this, is just a bad look for baseball overall.
All I ever heard or saw on TV when I turned on MLB Network or ESPN was, you know, baseball stealing, baseball sign stealing, cheating. And that's, you know, as first and foremost as a fan, you know, I grew up a fan of baseball, and I don't want to see that. You know, I know little kids, you know, I don't want little kids who, you know, look up to us and look up to, you know, us and treat us like we're superheroes, you know, seeing, you know, daddy, who's, you know, why is so-and-so cheating? What's happening with that? You know, so that was the toughest thing for me, was seeing just all the talk about cheating, man, kind of just destroy the, you know, reputation this great game has. You know, this game's given me so many great things and given so many, you know, players around the league, you know, so many great things, that it was tough to watch.
There you go. That's Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees talking about the scandal regarding the Houston Astros and all the problems it has caused, and the ripple effect that continues around Major League Baseball. Hey, a reminder, our friends at the Pine Mountain Resort, call. They're already booking for some of the golf packages that they have, and they're open, and they're beautiful up there. If you've never played that course is fantastic. I know there's still snow on the ground, but they're booking up fast for some of the early dates. You can get a couple of nights stay and 18 holes and all that kind of good stuff for 36 holes. 906-774-2747. That is the Pine Mountain Resort. Or go to pinemountainresort.com. 906-774-2747. They got a lot of great summertime and golf packages going on, but they're booking up fast. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.